Soap making for preppers, hygiene essentials without store-bought supplies. Maintaining good hygiene can't be overlooked when preparing for the unexpected. Imagine you're cut off from your usual store-bought supplies, how will you stay clean and healthy? This is where soap making comes into play. It's a vital skill for any prepper, ensuring you can keep germs at bay even when the store shelves are empty. Stick around as we walk you through the essentials of making your own soap, guaranteeing you and your family stay hygienic no matter what. Why preppers need to make their own soap. Maintaining hygiene is more than just a luxury in any emergency, it's a necessity. When the world around you becomes uncertain, having the skills to make your own soap can make a huge difference. Let's explore why making your own soap is crucial for preppers. Ensuring long-term hygiene. Personal hygiene can quickly become a challenge when access to store-bought supplies is cut off. Dirty hands and bodies can lead to infections, illnesses, and more. Here's why making soap at home is essential. Prevents disease. Soap removes dirt, oils, and bacteria that can cause diseases. Clean hands are your first line of defense against viruses and bacteria. Sustainability. Store-bought soap will eventually run out, and resupply might not be possible in a prolonged emergency. Making your own ensures you always have a fresh supply. Quality control. When you make your own soap, you know exactly what's in it. You can avoid harmful chemicals and allergens found in commercial products. Imagine running out of soap when you need it the most. Making your own ensures you and your loved ones stay clean, healthy, and ready for whatever comes next. Self-sufficiency and resourcefulness. Prepping is all about being self-reliant and resourceful. Making your own soap fits perfectly into this mindset. Here's why. Skill development. Soap making is a valuable skill. It's a practical application of chemistry and can be done with simple, easy-to-find ingredients like lye, water, and fat. Economic savings. Making soap at home is often cheaper in the long run, primarily if you can sustainably source or produce your ingredients. Versatility. Homemade soap can be customized. Need something gentler for sensitive skin? You can make it. Want a soap that doubles as a shampoo? You can do that too. Here are a few quick benefits of homemade soap. Control over ingredients. Customizable scents and textures. Eco-friendly options. Producing your own soap prepares you for emergencies and seamlessly integrates into a self-sufficient lifestyle. It's an empowering skill that ensures you won't be caught off guard when store shelves are empty. Essential ingredients for soap making. Making your own soap at home might sound complicated, but it becomes much more manageable once you know the essential ingredients. Let's break down the critical components to start crafting your soap. Fats and oils. Fats and oils are the backbone of any soap recipe. They react with lye to produce the soap itself. You have plenty of options here. Olive oil, gentle on the skin. Olive oil makes a moisturizing and soothing soap. It's a favorite of many soap makers. Coconut oil, known for its lathering properties, coconut oil creates bubbly, foamy soap. It also makes for a harder bar that lasts longer. Animal fats, don't overlook traditional options like lard or tallow. These fats create a creamy, rich soap that's time-tested and effective. Specialty oils. For those looking to add a luxurious touch, consider oils like jojoba, almond, or shea butter. These oils can provide extra moisturizing properties. Understanding how different fats and oils affect your final product is helpful. A blend of oils can balance cleansing, moisturizing, and lathering properties. Lye, handling and safety. Handling lye, sodium hydroxide, is an essential but potentially hazardous part of soap making. This substance is needed to start the saponification process, the chemical reaction that turns fat and oils into soap. Safety is critical here. Protective gear, always wear gloves, goggles, and a long-sleeved shirt to protect your skin and eyes. Lye can cause severe burns if it comes into contact with your skin. Ventilation, work in a well-ventilated area. Lye can produce harmful fumes if inhaled. Careful mixing, always add lye to water, not vice versa. Pouring water into the lye can cause a dangerous reaction. Proper storage, keep your lye in a secure container, away from children and pets. It's a strong chemical and needs to be treated with respect. While lye is dangerous, it's also crucial for making natural soap. Handle it with care, and you'll be just fine. Water and additives. Water is the most straightforward component but plays a vital role in dissolving the lye and enabling the saponification process. Beyond just water, there are plenty of additives you can mix in to customize your soap. Distilled water, always use distilled water to avoid impurities that can affect the quality of your soap. Herbs and botanicals, want a soothing and aromatic soap? Add dried herbs like lavender, chamomile, or rosemary. Essential oils. Essential oils give your soap a pleasant scent and offer therapeutic benefits. Think eucalyptus for a refreshing kick or lavender for relaxation. Colorants. Natural colorants like turmeric, cocoa powder, or activated charcoal can give your soap a unique look. Exfoliants. Add ingredients like oatmeal, coffee grounds, or sea salt to create a soap that gently exfoliates the skin. By knowing and mastering these essential ingredients, you'll be well on making soap that suits your needs and preferences. Stay tuned as we explore more tips and tricks for perfecting your homemade soap. Equipment needed for soap making. Getting started with soap making requires some essential equipment and safety gear. This section will guide you through the critical tools, ensuring your soap making experience is safe and effective. Basic tools. To make soap at home, you'll need a few essential tools. These tools make the process smoother and help ensure your soap turns out well every time. Here's what you should have in your kitchen. Stainless steel pot, a dedicated pot for melting your oils and fats. Avoid using aluminum, as it can react with lye. Mixing bowls, glass or stainless steel bowls for mixing your lye solution and soap batter. Digital scale, accurate measurements are crucial in soap making. A digital scale ensures you get the proper amounts of each ingredient. Thermometer, a candy or infrared thermometer lets you monitor the temperature of your oils and lye solution, which is critical for proper saponification. Stick blender, also known as an immersion blender, this tool speeds up trace time significantly by thoroughly blending fats and lye. Soap molds, silicone or wooden molds shape your soap bars. Silicone molds are easy to release and clean, while wooden molds may need to be lined with parchment paper. Spatulas and spoons, heat-resistant silicone and stainless steel spoons are excellent for stirring and scraping out every last bit of your soap mixture. Measuring cups and spoons, these help accurately measure smaller quantities of liquid and powdered ingredients. Knife or soap cutter, a good quality knife or a dedicated soap cutter makes cutting your soap into bars easy and precise. Having these basic tools on hand will set you up for success in soap making. They make the process more efficient and help produce a consistent, high-quality product. Safety gear. Working with soap making ingredients, particularly lye, requires specific safety precautions. Proper safety gear is essential to protect yourself from potential hazards. Here's what you need. Gloves. Heavy-duty rubber or latex gloves protect your hands from lye burns and chemical exposure. Goggles, safety goggles or a full-face shield protect your eyes from lye splashes, which can be very harmful. Long-sleeved shirt and pants, covering your skin helps protect it from accidental spills and splashes. Apron, a durable apron can keep your clothes clean and provide extra protection. Mask, an N95 mask or a similar respirator can guard against inhaling fumes, especially when working with powdered lye. Ventilation, work in a well-ventilated area near an open window or with a fan to disperse harmful fumes. Equipping yourself with the proper safety gear minimizes risks and ensures a safer soap-making environment. Safety always comes first, so don't skip these essential precautions. Step-by-step soap-making process. Making your own soap is practical and a fun and rewarding experience. Imagine having customized soap bars that suit your skin's needs and keep your family clean. Let's walk through the step-by-step process of soap making, ensuring you get it right from start to finish. Measuring ingredients. Accurate measurements are the foundation of successful soap making. Precision, such as baking a cake, is critical to achieving the right texture and effectiveness. Here's how to get started. Read the recipe. Before you do anything, make sure you've read through your soap recipe. Understanding the steps ahead of time can prevent mistakes. Prepare your workspace. Set up a clean, organized area. Keep all your ingredients and tools within reach. Use a digital scale. Measure each ingredient precisely using a digital scale. Guessing quantities will not work here. Measure oils and fats. Weigh out your oils and fats first. These are the main ingredients in your soap. Common choices include olive oil, coconut oil, and lard. Measure lye and water. Carefully weigh the lye and water. Remember, lye is caustic, so handle it with care. Sticking to your measurements ensures that your soap has the proper cleansing and moisturizing properties. Mixing and saponification. Once your ingredients are measured, it's time to mix them. This stage is where the magic happens, the saponification process. Here's how to proceed. Heat the oils. Melt your solid oils and fats in a stainless steel pot over low heat. Once melted, add any liquid oils. Mix lye and water, slowly add lye to water, never the reverse, in a heat-resistant container. Stir until completely dissolved. Combine oils and lye solution. Once your oils and lye solution are at a similar temperature, around 100 to 110 degrees Fahrenheit, pour the lye solution into the oils. Blend to trace. Use a stick blender to mix until you reach trace. Trace is when the mixture thickens and has a pudding-like consistency. This step can take anywhere from a few minutes to half an hour. Be patient and keep blending until you see your soap batter thickening. Pouring and molding. Here's where your creativity can shine. Pouring your soap batter into molds allows you to shape and style your soap bars. Follow these steps. Prepare your molds, whether using silicone molds or lined wooden molds, have them ready before you start mixing. Pour the soap batter, carefully pour your soap batter into the molds, filling each one evenly. Tap out bubbles, gently tap the molds on the counter to release air bubbles. Additions and designs, you can sprinkle herbs and dried flowers on top or add texture using a spoon or spatula. Allow your soap to set in the molds. Depending on your recipe and room temperature, this usually takes about 24 to 48 hours. Curing and storing the soap. After your soap has solidified, it's not quite ready for use. The curing process is essential to harden the soap and complete saponification. Here's what you need to do. Unmold the soap, carefully remove the soap from the molds. If using a large mold, cut it into bars. Arrange for curing. Place the soap bars on a drying rack or a piece of parchment paper in a well-ventilated area. Space them out to allow air circulation. Cure for 4 to 6 weeks. Let the soap cure for at least 4 weeks, preferably 6. This allows excess water to evaporate, resulting in a more rigid, longer-lasting bar. Store properly. Once cured, store your soap in a cool, dry place. To maintain freshness, use airtight containers or wrap it in paper. Proper curing and storage harden your soap and enhance its lather and longevity. So, be patient, the wait is worth it. Following these steps, you'll create your own homemade soap that is perfect for ensuring hygiene. Whether for daily use or emergency preparedness, homemade soap is a valuable addition to your prepping arsenal. Alternative soap-making methods for preppers. Making soap at home can be rewarding and essential for preppers. Knowing how to create your own soap can save the day when access to store-bought products is cut off. Let's explore three popular cooking methods at home: cold process soap, hot process soap, and melt and pour soap. Each method has its own unique steps and benefits. Cold process soap. Cold process soap making is a traditional method that gives you much control over the ingredients. Even though it takes time to cure, the end result is worth the wait. Mixing lye and water. Begin by carefully mixing lye into water. To avoid dangerous splashes, always pour the lye into the water, not vice versa. Heating oils. melt your solid oils first, then add any liquid oils. Once they're melted, cool them to around 100 to 110 degrees Fahrenheit. Combining lye and oils, slowly pour the lye solution into the oils while stirring steadily. Use a stick blender to reach trace, where the mixture thickens and leaves a trail on the surface when drizzled. Adding extras, at trace, you can add colorants, essential oils, or exfoliants. Mix well to incorporate them evenly. Pouring into molds, pour the soap batter into molds. Tap the molds gently to remove air bubbles. Curing, allow the soap to harden for 24 to 48 hours before removing it from the molds. Then, let the bars cure for 4 to 6 weeks to ensure they're safe and effective. Cold process soap requires patience, but it gives you complete control over the ingredients, making it an excellent option for preppers who want high-quality, customizable soap. Hot process soap. Hot process soap making is similar to cold process soap making but speeds up the curing time by using heat. This method is perfect for preppers who want usable soap faster. Mixing lye and water, as with the cold process, carefully mix lye into water. Safety first. Heating oils, melt your solid oils, then add liquid oils. Use a slow cooker to keep the oils warm. Combining lye and oils, slowly add the lye solution to the oils. Stir and then use a stick blender to reach the trace. Cooking the soap, set the slow cooker to low. Cook the soap for 1 to 2 hours, stirring occasionally. The soap will go through various phases and eventually look like mashed potatoes. Adding extras, once the soap has cooked, you can add colorants, essential oils, or botanicals. Mix thoroughly. Pouring into molds, transfer the cooked soap to molds. Tap the molds to remove air bubbles. Setting, let the soap set in the molds for 24 hours. No extended curing time is needed, so once it hardens, your soap is ready to use. Hot process soap offers the advantage of reduced curing time, making it an excellent choice for preppers who need soap in a hurry. Melt and pour soap. Melt and pour soap making is the simplest method, and it is ideal for beginners and those who need soap quickly without handling lye. Choosing a base, purchase a melt and pour soap base. These bases come pre-saponified, meaning the lye has already been processed, making them safe and easy to work with. Melting the base, cut the soap base into small chunks and melt them in a microwave or double boiler. Adding extras, once melted, you can add colorants, essential oils, or herbs. Mix well to ensure even distribution. Pouring into molds, pour the melted soap into molds. Tap to release air bubbles. Setting, allow the soap to harden for a few hours. Once solid, remove it from molds, and it's ready for use. Melt and pour soap is perfect for those who want a quick and easy soap-making method. It's also great for experimenting with different additives and designs without extensive curing. Each method offers unique benefits for preppers. Whether you prefer the control of the cold process, the speed of the hot process, or the simplicity of melt and pour, a soap-making method fits your needs. Get creative and start making your own soap to ensure hygiene, no matter what situation you find yourself in. Using natural ingredients and additives. Making your own soap allows you to tailor it specifically to your needs, and using natural ingredients can make it even more beneficial for your skin and overall health. Let's dive into the wonderful world of herbs, essential oils, and natural colorants that can take your soap to the next level. Herbs and essential oils. Adding herbs and essential oils to your soap enhances its scent and brings various skin benefits. Imagine a soap that cleanses, soothes, and heals your skin. That's the power of natural additives. Benefits of essential oils. Lavender, known for its calming properties, essential oil can help reduce stress and promote relaxation. Tea tree, with its antibacterial and antifungal properties, tea tree oil is excellent for combating acne and other skin conditions. Peppermint, this oil has a refreshing scent and cooling sensation, perfect for a morning wake-up call. Eucalyptus, ideal for respiratory relief, eucalyptus oil adds a refreshing and medicinal touch to your soap. Ways to use herbs. Dried lavender buds, these can be mixed into your soap batter for a gentle exfoliating effect and a beautiful lavender aroma. Calendula petals, known for their healing properties, calendula petals are great for soothing irritated skin. Rosemary, this herb can be used for its antibacterial properties and invigorating scent. It's perfect for a rejuvenating soap bar. Chamomile, offering anti-inflammatory benefits, chamomile can soothe and calm your skin, making it ideal for sensitive skin types. Natural colorants. Coloring your soap with natural ingredients makes it visually appealing and adds extra benefits for your skin. Unlike synthetic dyes, natural colorants are gentle and often provide additional nutrients. Popular natural colorants. Turmeric. This bright yellow spice adds a golden hue to your soap and has anti-inflammatory and antibacterial properties. Activated charcoal, deep black in color, activated charcoal is excellent for detoxifying the skin and removing impurities. Cocoa powder is an excellent choice for a rich brown color. It also adds a mild chocolate scent, which can be pretty indulgent. Spirulina, this algae powder gives your soap a vibrant green color and adds antioxidants that benefit the skin. How to use natural colorants. Powdered form, most natural colorants come in powder form. Mix a small amount into your soap batter until you achieve the desired color. Infused oils, some colorants, like turmeric or annatto seeds, can be infused in oils. This method allows you to disperse the color more evenly throughout your soap. Direct additions, ingredients like cocoa powder or charcoal can be added directly to your lye solution or to the oils before mixing. By incorporating these natural ingredients and additives into your soap, you'll enjoy a more personalized product and reap the benefits of nature's best offerings. Adding herbs, essential oils, and natural colorants can make your homemade soap a functional and enjoyable part of your prepping routine. Troubleshooting common soap making issues. Even seasoned soap makers run into problems from time to time. But don't worry. You can fix most issues with a bit of know-how. Let's tackle some common soap making difficulties and how to solve them. Soft or crumbly soap. It can be frustrating if your soap turns too soft or quickly falls apart. Here's what might cause these problems and how to fix them. Causes. Incorrect measurements, too much or little lye or oils can affect the final texture. Inadequate mixing, not reaching, trace, means the soap mixture wasn't fully blended. Excess liquid, adding too much water or using oils with high water content can soften the soap. Short curing time, soap needs to cure for about 4 to 6 weeks to harden correctly. Solutions. Check your ratios. Use a reliable soap calculator to measure your ingredients accurately. Mix thoroughly, ensure you reach a thick, pudding-like consistency known as trace. Adjust liquid content, stick to the recommended water amount in your recipe. Patience, allow your soap to cure for the proper amount of time. If it's still soft after this period, you might need to adjust your recipe. Separation and layering. If your soap separates or forms layers, it can ruin the batch. Understanding why this happens can help you prevent it. Causes. Overheating, too much heat can cause the oils and lye to separate. Inconsistent mixing, not thoroughly blending the ingredients can lead to layering. Incorrect temperature, combining oils and lye when too hot or cold can cause separation. Solutions. Monitor heat, monitor your temperatures. When mixed, oils and lye should both be around 100 to 110 degrees Fahrenheit. Stir well, blend until you achieve a smooth, consistent mixture. Use a stick blender for best results. Slow down, gradually add the lye solution to oils and mix continuously to ensure even blending. Unpleasant odors. Nobody wants soap that smells off. If your soap has an unpleasant odor, here's what might be happening and how to fix it. Causes. Rancid oils, using oils that have gone bad can cause a foul smell. Improper ratios, incorrect lye to oil ratio can lead to leftover lye or oils, causing unpleasant scents. Additives, certain additives can produce unwanted odors if not used correctly or in the right amounts. Solutions. Use fresh oils. Always check your oil's expiration dates and smells before using them. Accurate measurement. Ensure you're using the correct ratios of lye and oils. Double-check your calculations. Mind your additives. Follow the recommended amounts for essential or fragrance oils. Too much can be overwhelming, and too little may be ineffective. By troubleshooting these common issues, you can perfect your soap-making skills and avoid these pitfalls in the future. Happy soap making. Tips for storing and preserving soap in long-term scenarios. Making soap can ensure cleanliness and hygiene, but proper storage and preservation are crucial to safeguard its effectiveness over time. Here are some valuable tips to help you store and preserve your soap in long-term scenarios. Optimal storage conditions. Storing your soap correctly can prolong its life and maintain its quality. Here's what you need to consider for optimal storage conditions. Cool, dry place, temperature and humidity are the two biggest enemies of soap. Store your soap in a cool, dry place to prevent it from melting or becoming too soft. A pantry or closet away from direct sunlight is ideal. Proper ventilation, allow your soap to breathe, especially if it's newly made. Store it in an area with good air circulation. If you must seal it away, ensure it has already cured completely. Avoid plastic wraps. Wrapping soap in plastic can trap moisture and cause it to become soggy. Instead, use breathable materials like wax paper or muslin bags. Separate storage. Store different types of soap separately. This prevents cross-contamination of scents and additives. You don't want your lavender soap smelling like peppermint. Inspect regularly. Check your stored soap periodically for signs of mold or rancidity. This allows you to catch and address issues before they spread. Extending shelf life. Ensuring your soap lasts as long as possible means taking extra precautions. Here's how you can extend the shelf life of your homemade soap. Thorough curing. Allow your soap to cure for at least 4 to 6 weeks before storage. Curing removes excess water, making the soap more complicated and more durable. A fully cured soap bar can last longer and handle the stresses of being stored for extended periods. Antioxidants addition. Add natural antioxidants like vitamin E or rosemary extract to your soap recipes. These additives can help prolong the life of your oils, preventing them from going rancid. Use hard oils. Incorporate hard oils like coconut, palm, or lard in your soap recipes. These oils create a more rigid bar that can withstand longer storage times. Rotate stock. With your soap storage, practice the first-in, first-out method. Use older bars first to ensure you're not keeping soap for too long. Vacuum sealing. Vacuum sealing your soap can be effective for extreme long-term storage. It removes air, reducing the chance of oxidation and contamination. Just ensure the soap is fully cured before sealing. Label and date. Label and date your soap to keep track of when each batch was made. This helps you monitor its age and use it at the right time. By following these tips for optimal storage conditions and extending shelf life, you'll ensure your homemade soap remains practical and ready for use whenever you need it. Properly stored soap can be a valuable asset in any long-term emergency scenario, maintaining your hygiene and health when it matters most. Safety precautions when making soap. Soap making is a rewarding and essential skill, especially for preppers. However, it involves handling some potentially dangerous ingredients. Ensuring safety at every step is crucial to protecting yourself and making the process enjoyable. Let's explore the key safety precautions you need to take when making soap. Handling lye safely. Lye is a necessary ingredient in soap making, but it can be hazardous if not handled correctly. Taking the proper precautions will help you work with lye safely and effectively. Understand lye. Lye, or sodium hydroxide, is a caustic substance used to saponify oils and fats, turning them into soap. It's essential but must be handled with care. Always add lye to water, never pour water into lye. Always add lye to water to avoid a vigorous and potentially dangerous reaction. Think of it like adding salt to boiling water, you want to avoid splashing. Measure accurately, use precise measurements for lye. Too much or too little can affect the soap's quality and safety. Storage, keep lye in a secure, labeled container, away from children and pets. It's like storing cleaning supplies, safe and out of reach. Protective gear and first aid. When working with lye and other soap-making ingredients, wearing protective gear is necessary. It's your first line of defense against accidents. Protective gear. Gloves, heavy-duty rubber gloves protect your hands from lye burns and spills. Think of them as your soap-making armor. Goggles, safety goggles or a face shield protect your eyes from splashes. Imagine the safety glasses you'd wear while working with power tools. Long-sleeved shirts and pants, cover your skin with long sleeves and pants to avoid splashes on your skin. It's like wearing a painter's outfit, you want full coverage. Apron, a durable apron adds extra protection and keeps your clothes clean. First aid. Accidents can happen, so knowing first aid for lye exposure is critical. Skin contact, if lye touches your skin, rinse immediately with cold water for at least 15 minutes. Avoid neutralizing with vinegar, as it can worsen the burn. Eye contact, if lye enters your eyes, rinse with cold water and seek medical attention immediately. Your eyes are precious, so treat any exposure seriously. Inhalation, if you breathe in lye fumes, move to fresh air and seek medical advice if symptoms persist. Following these safety precautions and wearing the right protective gear will create a safe and enjoyable soap-making experience. Remember, safety first ensures your soap-making journey is smooth and successful. Creative soap recipes for preppers. Getting creative with soap recipes can add much fun to the prepper lifestyle. Not only do you get to personalize your soap with different benefits, but you also ensure that your family stays clean and healthy. Here are some unique soap recipes that cover antibacterial, moisturizing, and exfoliating needs. Antibacterial soap. When hygiene is crucial, having an effective antibacterial soap on hand can be a lifesaver. Here's a simple recipe for making your own. Ingredients. Olive oil, 16 ounces. Coconut oil, 8 ounces. Palm oil, 8 ounces. Castor oil, 4 ounces. Distilled water, 10 ounces. Lye, 4 ounces. Tea tree essential oil, 0.5 ounces. Eucalyptus essential oil, 0.5 ounces. Directions. Measure and mix. Start by measuring your oils and melting them together. Mix the lye and water separately, always adding lye to the water. Combine. Once both mixtures are around 100 to 110 degrees Fahrenheit, combine them and blend until you reach trace. Add essential oils. Stir in the tea tree and eucalyptus essential oils. These oils are known for their antibacterial properties, making them perfect for this soap. Pour into molds, pour your soap batter into molds, and tap out any air bubbles. Cure, allow the soap to set for 24 to 48 hours before removing it from the molds, then let it cure for 4 to 6 weeks. This antibacterial soap recipe keeps you clean and fights germs, making it ideal for any prepper's arsenal. Moisturizing soap. If dry skin is a concern, especially in harsh conditions, a moisturizing soap can make all the difference. Here's how to make a soap that hydrates and nourishes your skin. Ingredients. Shea butter, 10 ounces. Cocoa butter, 10 ounces. Olive oil, 10 ounces. Coconut oil, 10 ounces. Distilled water, 10 ounces. Lye, 4.3 ounces. Lavender essential oil, 0.5 ounces. Chamomile essential oil, 0.5 ounces. Directions. Melt butter and oils. Melt the shea butter and cocoa butter first, then add olive and coconut oil. Heat until fully liquid. Mix lye and water. Carefully mix the lye into the distilled water and let it cool to around 100 to 110 degrees Fahrenheit. Blend. Combine the cooled lye solution with the melted oils and blend until you reach a trace. Add essential oils. stir in the lavender and chamomile essential oils, known for their soothing and moisturizing properties. Mold and cure. Pour the soap into molds and allow it to harden for 24 to 48 hours. After unmolding, let it cure for 4 to 6 weeks. This moisturizing soap will keep your skin soft and hydrated, even in the most challenging conditions. Exfoliating soap. Exfoliating soap helps remove dead skin cells, making your skin feel fresh and rejuvenated. Here's a recipe that combines this benefit with natural ingredients. Ingredients. Coconut oil, 10 ounces. Olive oil, 10 ounces. Castor oil, 4 ounces. Distilled water, 10 ounces. Lye, 4 ounces. Ground oatmeal, 2 tablespoons. Coffee grounds, 2 tablespoons. Peppermint essential oil, 0.5 ounces. Directions. Prepare oils. Melt the coconut oil and then add the olive and castor oil, heating until thoroughly combined. Lye solution, mix the lye into the distilled water and let it cool to around 100 to 110 degrees Fahrenheit. Combine and blend, mix the lye solution with the oils until you reach a trace. Add exfoliants and scent, stir in the ground oatmeal, coffee grounds, and peppermint essential oil. These natural exfoliants and the refreshing scent make for a rejuvenating soap. Pour and cure. Pour the mixture into molds and set it for 24 to 48 hours. Remove from molds and allow the bars to cure for 4 to 6 weeks. This exfoliating soap will keep your skin smooth and revitalized, providing a spa-like experience even in challenging times. These creative soap recipes ensure you're prepared for anything while keeping your skin healthy and clean. Whether you need antibacterial, moisturizing, or exfoliating soap, these homemade options are perfect for any prepper looking to stay hygienic. Benefits of homemade soap over store-bought options. Making your own soap has some cool perks that store-bought versions can't match. Let's dive into why homemade soap is worth the effort. Natural ingredients. Commercial soaps often contain synthetic chemicals and artificial fragrances, which can be harsh on your skin. Homemade soap, on the other hand, uses natural ingredients that are kinder to both your skin and the environment. Have you ever checked the back of a soap label? It's like a chemistry textbook. With homemade soap, you know exactly what's going on. Here are some benefits of using natural ingredients. Gentle on skin, natural oils like olive oil, coconut oil, and shea butter nourish and moisturize without causing irritation. No harsh chemicals, avoiding preservatives and synthetic additives reduces the risk of skin allergies and reactions. Eco-friendly, natural ingredients break down more quickly in the environment, reducing your carbon footprint. Aromatherapy benefits, essential oils used in homemade soap can offer therapeutic benefits, from stress relief to skin healing. For example, homemade oatmeal and honey soap can be incredibly soothing for dry, itchy skin. Compare that to a store-bought version that might contain artificial scents and colorants, which can do more harm than good. Customization and control. When you make your own soap, you have complete control over the ingredients, scents, and even the shape and size of the bars. This level of customization makes homemade soap a superior choice for meeting your specific needs. Think about it. When did you last find a store-bought soap that checked all your boxes? Probably never. But with homemade soap, you can create exactly what you need. Here's how customization and control play a significant role. Tailored for skin type, if you have sensitive skin, you can avoid irritants and include soothing ingredients like aloe vera or chamomile. Unique scents, play with your favorite essential oils to create a signature scent you love. Lavender and peppermint? Yes, please. Additives for extra benefits. You can add exfoliants like coffee grounds or sea salt or moisturizing oils like argan oil. The sky's the limit. Shapes and sizes, use different molds to create soaps that are functional and fun. Heart-shaped soap for Valentine's Day? Why not? By customizing your soap, you also make the process fun and creative. It's like being a chef in your very own skincare kitchen. Whether you need an exfoliating soap for rough skin or a moisturizing bar for dry winter months, homemade soap lets you tailor each recipe to your needs. In summary, homemade soap offers natural ingredients and complete customization, making it a fantastic option over store-bought varieties. Whether you're aiming for gentler skin care, eco-friendliness, or just a bar that's uniquely you, making your own soap is the way to go. Creating a soap-making kit for preppers. Preparing a soap-making kit is an exciting and practical step for any prepper. Imagine having everything you need to make soap right at your fingertips, ensuring you stay clean and healthy even when the store shelves are empty. Let's break down the essential elements for creating a practical, portable soap-making kit. Essential ingredients. Starting with the right ingredients is crucial to making high-quality soap. Here's what you'll need. Oils and fats, these are the base of any soap recipe. Stock up on versatile oils like olive, coconut, and lard. These oils provide a good balance of moisturizing and cleansing properties. Lye, sodium hydroxide, this is necessary for the saponification process that transforms oils into soap. It's a strong chemical, so be sure to store it securely. Distilled water, always use distilled water to avoid impurities affecting your soap quality. Essential oils, add a variety of essential oils such as tea tree, lavender, and eucalyptus for their antibacterial properties and pleasing scents. Additives, consider stocking natural colorants and exfoliants, such as activated charcoal, turmeric, ground oatmeal, and coffee grounds. By keeping these ingredients handy, you'll be ready to create a variety of soaps tailored to your specific needs. Tools and equipment. Having the right tools makes the soap-making process smoother and safer. Here's a list of must-have equipment. Stainless steel pot, a durable pot for melting oils and fats. Glass or stainless steel mixing bowls, these are essential for mixing lye, water, and the final soap mixture. Digital scale, precision is critical. A digital scale ensures accurate measurements of all ingredients. Thermometer, monitor the temperature of your oils and lye solution to ensure proper saponification. Stick blender, this speeds up the blending process, helping you reach trace faster. Soap molds, silicone molds are easy to use and clean. They come in various shapes and sizes, making your soap functional and fun. Spatulas and spoons, heat-resistant silicone and stainless steel spoons for stirring and scraping. Measuring cups and spoons, accurate measurements are crucial for smaller quantities of liquid and powdered ingredients. Knife or soap cutter, a good quality knife or dedicated soap cutter ensures clean, precise cuts of your soap bars. Safety gear, don't forget protective gloves, goggles, and long-sleeved shirts to keep yourself safe when handling lye. Equipping your kit with these tools will make producing high-quality soap on the fly easier and safer. Storage and portability. For a prepper, the ease of storing and transporting your soap-making kit is essential. Here's how you can ensure your kit is ready to go. Sturdy plastic totes, store all your ingredients and equipment in durable, sealable plastic totes. This keeps everything organized and protected from the elements. Labeled containers, clearly label each container and ingredient for easy identification. This helps maintain order and ensures you can quickly find what you need. Compact design, choose collapsible or compact versions of tools where possible. For example, silicone molds that fold flat are more accessible to store. Waterproof bags, store essential oils and other small items in waterproof bags to prevent leakage and protect them from moisture. First aid kit, include basic first aid supplies, such as burn cream and bandages, in your kit to handle any minor accidents. A well-organized, portable kit ensures you can make soap whenever and wherever you need it, providing peace of mind and preparedness. Putting together your soap-making kit is a fun and empowering project that fortifies your emergency preparedness plan. Stocking up on essential ingredients, equipping yourself with the right tools, and ensuring portability means you're always ready to stay clean and healthy, no matter what challenges arise. Let's get prepping. Conclusion. Soap-making is an invaluable skill for preppers. It allows them to maintain hygiene and cleanliness even without access to store-bought products. By mastering this craft, they ensure that they and their families can stay safe and healthy no matter the situation. From selecting natural ingredients to customizing each batch for specific needs, the process empowers them to create high-quality, personalized soap. So why wait? Dive into the exciting world of soap making today and enhance your prepping toolkit with this essential skill. Your journey towards self-sufficiency and preparedness starts now.